Bob Lafrano, the current athletic director of Pierce College, has had a variety of involvement at this school, like being head coach for the baseball team from 1989 to 2008. Besides coaching, Lafrano has been teaching PE classes every year since he has been here. Lafrano also mentions that his success has given him the achievement of Coach of the Year countless times at Pierce College.
Well, I was a head baseball coach from 1989 to 2008. I've been the athletic director from 2008 to present. I've taught PE classes every year that I've been here. So I do my job. Well, I've been named Coach of the Year numerous times when I was coaching.
Lafarno says that being athletic director has taught him how to deal with team members of all sports and individually aid them on the field as well in their daily life.
Dealing with the athletes, trying to make them better both on and off the field. You know, it's a good teaching. It's a good learning experience for them.
On the other hand, Lafarno doesn't just help the athletes with their needs. He also gives coaches advice since he has experienced coaching.
To deal with coaches. A lot of coaches are kind of need a little guidance, so you're there for guidance.
Nabil Mardini, the women's volleyball coach, says that Lafarno is a helpful and supportive person when it comes to getting the job done and helping the players out.
Personally, he's been a great mentor and he's been a great supporter of anything. He's every team we've had here. I mean, he's had his, you know, signature on, he connects well with the players and the players love him.
Mardini also mentions that Lafarno's knowledge of sports and coaching makes him an athletic director that coaches at the campus are looking for.
Because of his experience, just the fact that he's coached for so long, and I think you need to go through the coaching process before you become an athletic director, so you can understand, you know, what the coaches' needs are and how to be the liaison between the coaches and the administration.
He says he began teaching at Pierce when a position as baseball coach opened up, but before getting the job, he was teaching at Chatsworth High School.
Well, I was coaching at Chatsworth High. The Pierce baseball job became open. I played at Pierce in 1968-69, so I was well aware of Pierce, always a special place for me. And it was a move up from coaching high school to coaching college. So I was able to obtain the job, and here I am 28 years later.
At the end of the day, Lafarno says he wants to see the campus change a bit more before he leaves.
I mean, I'm close to retirement, so... There's a couple of things. One is I think the facilities need to be upgraded. The tennis courts and the cross-country course. We have a cross-country course on campus. But I think that facility and the tennis courts facility need an upgrade. Period. Gets kind of bad out there.
Lafarno says that being athletic director lets him help athletes with grades, sports equipment, and at the same time support them on the field.
Well, sometimes they're mad at their coach. I tell them to deal with it. Sometimes they're looking for their grades. Can I get a red shirt? Can I do this? Can I do that? You know, you try to make it that's you're not only dealing with the negatives. You want to be able to deal with the positives of being an athlete at college. So that's why you go to the events, you go to practice, you get to know them, et cetera, et cetera.
To learn more about Bob Lafrano, visit the campus website, piercecollege.edu, or visit the athletic department located in the South Gym Corridor. This has been Henry Zuniga reporting for KPCRadio.com.